Blog.
Somebody have mercy. Tell me what is wrong with me. Somebody have mercy. I want to know what is wrong with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Moorish Talk Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana Elbey, and today's topic is what is a real man? We're going to run through this as quickly as we can, and I'm going to ask if you pay attention, and let us begin immediately. What is a real man? Let's define that out right now. A man does the following. A real man takes responsibility. He embraces responsibility. He thrives toward and does everything that he can to take responsibility for himself and prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that he is qualified. Now, when we use the word qualified, we are talking about his personal qualifications. Once he has qualified from taking responsibility for himself, then he sets his eyes toward being qualified in the eyes of the woman and her children. Okay, that's step two. We're talking about qualification and taking responsibility. The third thing he does is he takes and sets his eyes toward his community. He begins to take responsibility for his community based on his credibility, his integrity, and all of these things. The third thing he does is he sets his eyes toward his city, state, and the fourth thing he does is he takes responsibility and looks toward his nation. The next thing he does is he looks at the world. He sets his eyes toward the world. These are the basic mechanics of a man. Now, let's take a look at some men, and I'm going to use these particular men because these are men that have followed the basic criteria that I have just set out, and not because there are other men that you may know that may not have done what these men did, but I only want to give you a basic synopsis of the characteristics of a real man. We're going to start with Muhammad Ali. Okay? Muhammad Ali is somebody everybody is familiar with. If in the sports arena, everybody knows Muhammad Ali. The first thing Muhammad Ali did is he took responsibility for self. Then he took responsibility for his woman and his children. Everybody in the community knew him. Then eventually everybody in the city knew him. After that, everybody in the state knew him. After that, everybody in the nation knew him. And then after that, he stepped foot off the continent of what we call North America, and he went to another continent. Then he left that continent and went to another continent. Okay? You understand? You see how the criteria go. Now, let's take another man. Let's take Martin Luther King. Okay? This is a man. We're talking about real men. Martin Luther King, first thing he did was he took responsibility for himself. Then he took responsibility for his woman and his children. Then he took responsibility for his community, then his city, then his state, and then his nation. Now, he did not make it to get off the continent for the final thing. But what I'm trying to tell you is these are the content, the characteristics of a man. Then we're going to go. Let's look at Elijah Muhammad. There are a lot of us say, well, you know, I don't want anything to do with Islam. But we're not talking about that. We're only talking about man, or what a real man looks like, so that you will know what he looks like and the characteristics of a real man, so that you can instill this in your children, so they will know what the criteria is for manhood. Elijah Muhammad came into the knowledge of self and took responsibility for himself. Then he took responsibility for women and children. Then he took responsibility for his community, then his city, then his state, and his nation. Okay, same basic characteristics. All right, now, at this point, since we got the criteria for real manhood, let us go on to the next point. My next point is one man cannot be a man in another man's house. If you invite me to your house and I come in and I notice that you have beautiful ambiance, you have a nice-looking furniture, everything is fine. But I look to the right and I see this beautiful lamp sitting on a coffee table, very unusual item. And then I tell you that I'm going to have to confiscate that because I just discovered it. Well, one man cannot discover anything in another man's house. One man cannot be a man in another man's house, because if that attempt occurs, then we have a serious problem and there will be conflict. Now, it stands to reason that if you are Moorish and you understand your nationality and you got your history and your culture and all of this stuff, you already know that prior to anybody coming here, you already the man in the house. You already had the house. Okay, you the man in the house. So if another man came up in your house and you invited him in and you treated him right and you tried to extend every hospitality to that man, and something goes wrong and that man attempt to stand up in your house, then you have conflict. Because as long as that man is in your house, there's going to be conflict. The conflict cannot be resolved as long as that man is in your house, because one man cannot be a man in another man's house. You understand that? Okay, now, if a man comes in another man's house and attempts to exert himself or flex and take over another man's house, the man that's doing the flexing and taking over, he's going to constantly have to have protection. He cannot rest. There will be no peace because he's attempting to be a man in another man's house. He's going to need guns. He's going to need a police department. He's going to need the FBI. He's going to need the CIA. He's going to always have to have these things because he's attempting to be a man in another man's house. Now, the man who owns the house has to have a defense, and his defense should be power. And we're going to give you a formula right quick because we only have 30 minutes to do this. Men, listen up. Here's the formula. First, you get the power. Then you get the money, and then you get the girl. Power, money, girl. Power, money, girl. You cannot get these three things mixed up. You do not go get the girl to help you get the power. You do not go get the girl and you and her try to get the money in order to get the power. No, it doesn't work that way. First you get the power. Then you get the money, then you get the girl. Now, let's start with power. Knowledge is power. Knowledge of self. knowledge of culture. We need to get knowledge concerning history, but we also need to get knowledge concerning our story, okay? All right, the next thing is money. We need to learn everything that we can about money, okay? Real money. We need to come into the knowledge of gold, silver, and whichever kind of way money exists, we need to understand that. We need to learn that. We need to do an investigation. And remember, in the last broadcast, I already told you about contractors. And when you're getting ready to build a building, the first thing you do, you go under that building, you tear away the tiles, and you look at the structure that's there because you're going to put heavy equipment in that building. You need to know whether or not that building is able to support what you're going to put in there. So, therefore, what we are doing is we're standing under there. We're getting understanding before we do anything else. Okay, so when it applies to manhood, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to get understanding. Okay, we're going to get understanding about terminology. We want to use Black's Law Dictionary to look up different words involving law. We're getting understanding. All right, now, I know that so far during these broadcasts, I have not said anything about Christianity or religion or spiritualism. And it's not that a man doesn't have a spiritual side. It's just that I'm not talking about it today. We are going to get to that. But today we are talking about manhood and what it takes to be a real man. Let's go to your job. Remember, I told you, a man cannot be a man in another man's house. Now, if you are hired to work in a company, remember, the company you're working for is already owned by somebody else. So when you get hired on that job, do not go on that company and try to stand up in that man's house. The only reason you are there is for one reason. The only reason one man works for another man is to acquire seed capital for investment. There is no other reason. You don't go get a job to buy an apartment. You do not go get a job to put new rims on your car. You do not get a job to buy your woman some flowers. The only reason one man works for another man is to acquire seed capital so he can invest and create his own company and provide jobs for other men. You got it? Okay, let's move forward. Let's take manhood. And we're going to deal with a little bit of the other side. Christopher Columbus wrote in his diaries the following. When he came to Africa, when he got there, he said, never before have I ever seen a people as beautiful as these. Everything they do with a smile. They love their neighbor as their own self. Even the lowest one of them is better than our highest aristocrat. Now, that's what he wrote in his diaries. Now, my question is, if we were already loving our neighbor as our own self and we did not have Christianity or religion, but we had the teachings of our own ancestors, why is it that today, after we have got this thing from the men that are standing up in our house, we don't even speak to our neighbor sometimes? We're going to move past that and going on to the next thing. I just want to give you food for thought. Now, if I ask you what your nationality is, you need to give me an answer. If I say, what's your nationality, you're supposed to give me a direct answer. If you're German and I ask you what your nationality is, you're going to say, well, I'm German, because there's a landmass associated called Germany. If you are Puerto Rican, I say, what's your nationality? You say, well, I'm Puerto Rican. Well, you know that, because there's a landmass called Puerto Rico. But when you ask people who are classified as black people in the United States of America what their nationality is, what they are supposed to tell you is, I am Moorish, and we are tied to an existing government that's been renamed, but the landmass is a Mexican. I am a Moor. That's my nationality. Now, When you come into the knowledge of yourself, you're going to be able to have quiet assurance. You don't scratch where you don't itch. You don't bend when you don't have to. You look any man straight in the eye and speak candidly, confidently, from a position of strength, because you are a man or a woman. You have knowledge of self, which is power, and therefore there can be no room for fear. We don't have that. Now, if you own a job, and a lot of times we have what's called a bull session. We have, the fellas get together around lunchtime, and they get to talking about who played in the sports arena, who went to bed with who, what basketball player did what. Well, what we need to do is we need to change that, because that does not accomplish anything. What you need to do is, when lunchtime comes, you need to have a book in your hand, all right? Because what we're going to do is we're going to change things on the Mexican, the land mass that you call America, and the way we're going to do that is we're going to start dealing with empowerment. So when your coworkers see you during lunchtime, they say, well, you didn't come outside and talk with the fellas. No, because I'm reading. Well, what you reading? I'm reading The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson. I'm reading Introduction to African Civilization by John G. Jackson. I'm reading The Moors in Spain by Stanley Lane Poole. And we want to make sure that every man inside on the job know that that is what we are doing. We are busy changing things. We ain't got to try to encourage them to do nothing. What we're going to do is do what a man does and take responsibility for self, come into the knowledge of self, and actually go through the motions and do it for yourself. And when you do that, you don't have to worry about nobody else looking and seeing what you're doing, because you're too busy keeping your eyes focused ahead on what you're doing. A woman, she wants a real man. She wants somebody who has come into the knowledge of themselves, who has decided that when somebody comes to the door and knock on the door and they want to know who's in charge, she needs to be able to say, well, hold on a moment, let me get the man of the house. Okay, you don't need to talk to me about nothing, because we have a man of the house. And remember, I told you in the previous broadcast that kings and queens are not appointed. They are born. Okay, I need you to buy another book today. I need you to buy a book called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Okay, I need you to go out and purchase that book as well. Now, you are dealing with an enemy. What a man does is he's not trying to go out and hurt nobody. A real man don't sell no dope because he don't want to hurt nobody. That's a real man. If he's confronted by an enemy, he's going to look for every opportunity first to keep from engagement. If he has no choice, then he must go to war. If you are in your house and a man come to your house with a gun and a badge, and your wife and your children are in that house, when you go to the door as the man of the house, you make sure that you are equal, if you know what I mean. So if anything go wrong, you have guarded the entrance to your castle. That's the characteristics of a real man. Now, I know we got pastors out there that may be listening to this, and I know you guys don't gamble. But I'm going to tell you something today. We're going to say we got a deck of cards. Inside a deck of cards, there's an ace, there's a king, and there's a jack. Now, the jack, he falls in love, and he never gets back. The king,
Oh, the only thing he want out of life is a Cadillac and a diamond ring. But the ace of spades, can't be beat. He has knowledge of self, knowledge of culture. He's taking responsibility for himself. He has proved beyond any shadow of a doubt that he is qualified to take care of a woman and her children. The next thing he does is he takes responsibility for his community. He's well known in the community. He does things in the community. Everybody know him. Everybody look to him. Then he sets his eyes toward his city and state and eventually his nation, and then he looks forward to stepping off the continent and going to other nations because the earth, everything on it and everything in it belongs to him. You understand? So he got to take responsibility for that. And when your son go to school, when the teacher asks your son or your daughter who their role model is, if your son and your daughter say anything other about anything other than you, we have a problem. He may say, well, Michael Jordan is my role model because he be slam dunking. Magic Johnson is my role model. He be slam dunking. Well, what need to be going on is he need to say you are his role model, because at your house, the only person in there is doing the slam dunking is you. So therefore, he needs to label his mother and his father as his role model. He cannot give anybody else credit for being that, because you have taught him. You are blessed in his eyes, and the only thing he know about leadership, you gave him, because he's the only one that's supposed to do that. And remember, one man cannot be a man in another man's house. You can't do that without repercussions. And the way you get rid of that, and the way you defend yourself, and the way you overcome that is by sheer, raw, butt-naked power. Knowledge of self, your culture, your history, and then you want to get, his history, and then our story. Because there can be no peace as long as there's another man in your house. You got to be the man in the house. Now, during slavery, a lot of women, black women, they have problems. They say they don't know what we should have did, but all they know is we should have did something. Well, maybe we didn't, but today is a different day. So what I'm encouraging you to do is taking responsibility for self, get his story, then get our story. Let's compare stories. The word Osiris means, and you don't have to take my word for it, it means Lord of the perfect blank. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. So when I ask you what your nationality is, you should be able to run it off. My nationality is Moorish. And they get ready to go into details about that, let them have it. It was a landmass called the Mexican. But we didn't come from anywhere. We've always been here. Okay? Look up the archaeological evidence. And you have a nationality, just like everybody else. And remember, your knowledge of self breeds quiet assurance. You don't scratch where you don't itch. You are not suffering from needing to adapt, associate. You don't need someone else's permission to be what you're supposed to be. You are not suffering from Stockholm syndrome. You are a different breed of animal. See, you can look at a lion all you want and call him a rabbit, but when he bites you, you will stop calling him a rabbit, and you will come into the realization that he's not a rabbit, he's a lion. So If you a real man, that means you ain't no rabbit. The characteristics of a man is as follows. One more time. First thing a man does is he takes responsibility for himself. He qualifies with his own self. Once he has qualified, then he's qualified to take responsibility for a woman and her children. The next thing he does is he takes responsibility for his community, then his city, then his state, and then he wants to take responsibility for his nation, and he begins to look for every opportunity to step off the current landmass where he's standing onto another landmass. These are the basic characteristics of all men, real men. Now, there are males in the world. These are people who are masquerading as men. And, of course, we know they are boys. Now, when it comes to males and boys, and which are two different categories, we have to understand something. In order for a boy to make the transformation from boy to man, and he's a young lion, so in order for him to make that transformation, he's going to have to hear the roar of a lion so he will know what it sounds like so he can imitate it. You got me, fathers? So that's the way that goes. The next thing I want to talk about is I'm going to give you a listing of books, and I need you to purchase these books. The first book is The Law of Attraction by Esther Hicks. The second book is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. The next book is The Kabbalion. The next book is The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly P. Hall. The next book is The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. I need you to go ahead and add these to your arsenal because those of you who have sons and daughters that are going ahead and dealing with the teaching aspect before they go to school, and even if they are already in school, we want to start dealing with turning it around. It doesn't matter how old you are. We want to start dealing with that immediately. And turn around, and this is some artillery that you can use. And remember, I told you that a man looks for every opportunity not to engage in any combat first, and unless he got no choice. And if he sees a man that he knows he can whoop, he doesn't want to deal with that because that's not the characteristics of a man. And a man ain't going to sell no dope because he don't want to hurt nobody. He's concerned about his image. If he knows young men are watching him, he's very, very careful about what he does, because he wants to send a positive image to these men, and he wants to guide them and direct them, and so he can be somebody that they can come to and talk to, so he can guide them and lead them in the way they should go. And one more thing, just remember again that one man cannot be a man in another man's house. The clock on the wall says that's all. So I'm out of here, and good morning, Moles.
Good morning, people. Take a look out your window. Our world is falling. It's almost time to go. Love your enemy. There isn't much time. There isn't much time. Look, I will be falling. A rhythm is half the blind, it's the free. Heal, a mask of calling. This isn't what it won't hold us to breathe. Dance, 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 electric. Listen to the rhythm of your soul.
Yeah,
because what we speak is up to reality.